Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back, and thanks again for tuning in. Today is April the 2nd, 2024, and it's about just almost a minute before 11 a.m. here on the East Coast, and of course, I'm on the road again, as always. heading down to Dixie High School. I got to pick up some things there, but last night I was thinking, and which is dangerous, but I was thinking anyway. And the King of England, now I'm going to go kind of crazy here, but I just want you to kind of hang with me and then just, you know, take the information and then see what you think about it. Okay, the King of England, he has pancreatic cancer. Now, I was a nurse for 22 years, so I know that pancreatic cancer is a big deal. And I know that you don't last long with pancreatic cancer. And I know that it's very painful. So I'm sorry that the king has cancer. I really am. I'm not reveling in that at all. but I'm going somewhere with all of it, I promise. So the king has cancer. Who is next in line but William, okay? Now, I've always said that Harry is going to be the King of England. And now, that's, you know, neither here nor there. But I'm going to tell you how I think Harry is going to end up being the King of England. And now, we'll come back to that in just a second. Let's talk about, in America, they're pushing, the media, TV, movies, commercials, anything to do with mass media, whether it's magazines or online media, doesn't really matter. They're pushing two issues here. They've been pushing it for the last several years. Blacks, okay, African Americans, whatever you want to call them, and transgenders and LGBTQ. Okay, they're pushing it. And they're pushing it and they're pushing it hard. And every commercial you see, they're pushing it. It can be a drug commercial and they're pushing it. All right. Which is fine. I don't have a problem with that, but there's a reason that they're doing this. You have to understand that everything that is done is called programming. Okay, and programming is what they're doing. They're programming us to be used to seeing these things. Now, why would they do that? What would be the end game to program us to get used to seeing black people and trans people, or black trans people, okay, or LGBTQ? And if you ask yourself that question, you probably say, well, I don't know. I mean, maybe because they're trying to be inclusive. Well, they're really not being inclusive. Don't ever think that. They could care less about exclusivity or inclusiveness or any of that. They don't care anything about that. All right. This is why they're doing it. Okay. Obama, I believe, first of all, you're going to think I'm crazy, but I'm just going to tell you, I think Obama is going to step into the role of the Antichrist. Now, you can think I'm crazy or what. It doesn't really matter. Obama is very popular around the world. Around the world, not just in America. He's very popular around the world. And whether you want to believe it or not, Obama has been running the White House. Now, you may not believe that, but that's exactly what's been going on. So Obama is running the White House. He still has power. Think back to way back when Obama got out of office, okay? He got out of office January the 20th, I think, or something like that, somewhere around there, okay? And when he got out of office, Trump came in and took over. Well, that following October 31st, Halloween, he met with over 200 heads of state. One of the persons that was there was Harry of the royal family, the redhead. Now, Harry has always been sort of the black sheep of the family. Okay, no pun intended there. So Harry hooked up with Obama as far as his circle of friends. They've been doing a lot of things together through the years. Okay, I'm going to come back to that. Just wanted to remind you of that. Now, when the rapture occurs and the church is raptured out of this place and taken away for the 7-year tribulation on earth, but the 7-year celebration in heaven with the bridegroom, then this world's going to need a leader that can step in and bring a so-called peace after all the calamity and the chaos, because, you know, millions of people are going to be missing. I don't think there'll be as many as I used to think there would be, but just say millions of people will be missing. And so it's going to cause a lot of issues throughout the world, chaotic issues, you know, logistic issues, things like that. Okay. Now, I believe Obama has the ability to step into this role as the Antichrist. Okay. Now, I don't think he's going to say, "Hey guys, I'm the Antichrist. I'm going to take over this kingdom." No, he is going to be a leader that the world is going to look to say, "Hey, we need somebody to help us out. We need somebody to bring peace to this situation that we've got going on." And so when they do that, they're going to look to Obama, I think, because there's no one else really in politics. And I don't think Obama is a believer. So I think that he will end up being the one that they choose. And he will say, "Absolutely, I step into this role." Now, whatever that role will be, I believe it will be Obama. Now, once the Holy Spirit, okay, we as Christians, as believers, we have the Holy Spirit within us. That is where the Holy Spirit is. When we accept Christ as our personal Savior, we also accept the Holy Spirit of God to come inside of us and to be inside of us and to cohabitate with our spirit, our soul, okay? And so when we do that, the Holy Spirit lives within us. It's so we can live through the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit can speak to us and tell us these things that we need to do and we shouldn't do. It's not condemnation. Okay, it's where he's coming in and he's saying, "Look, guys, it's correction. You know, Holy Spirit lives within me, tells me, yeah, you shouldn't have said that, you shouldn't have done that, you shouldn't have thought that, you know." But it's not condemnation, it's correction, okay? And so when we, the church, those who believe in Christ, those who have the Holy Spirit living within them, leave this earth, you know, we take with us the Holy Spirit. So his spirit will be removed from this earth. Okay, so when the Spirit of God is removed from this earth, and all that is left are those people who have rejected Christ or accepted Satan or Lucifer, imagine the calamity and the chaos that is going to ensue. Okay, because there'll be no line to be drawn in the sand of what's moral and what's immoral. Okay, what is right and what is wrong? There's none of that anymore. It's a free for all. You know, it's a whatever you want to do, however you want to do it, whoever you want to do it with. That's the way it's going to be. So, a debauchery, basically. A very base of society, okay? Now, when all this is going on, the Holy Spirit is not here because we're not here. And there's no one to say, "Hey, guys, that's really not the way God wants you to live." No. So they're going to have free reign. Okay. Well, with this free reign and this freedom to do whatever they want to do and be as nasty and filthy as they want to be, just like Sodom and Gomorrah, it's going to take a toll on society. Obama is going to say, "Okay, now you're used to be, you know, because we've programmed you that blacks are everywhere in every commercial, every movie, everything, and everything is woke and it's all about trans. So when Obama steps on the stage, he's black. We're going to just accept it because we've been programmed, or they're going to accept it. You're going to accept it if you're not a believer. You're going to accept him because he's been programming you with everything over the last however many years. And the trans thing is going to be no big deal anymore because it's you know, I believe Obama is I don't think he's trans, but I do believe he is bisexual. We know that he's gay. There's been several men that's come out that said he's gay. They've all been killed. I mean, how many times can you kill your personal chef? You know, I think these chefs were gay, and I think he brought them in so they could be in his household with him, and he'd have the plausible deniability of, well, they're just here to cook my dinner and cook my meals, but he's probably having sexual relations with them. Okay, because he's gay and he doesn't want people to really find out about it. And so I think the first one that died drowning, which is kind of amazing because he's a black guy and most black people don't know how to swim. They don't like to swim. They don't like the water. They're terrified of the water. And we'll get into that. But I think it's repressive DNA memories from when they were brought over on the ships. Okay, but we'll get into that another time. Right now, this first chef drowned suspiciously, but nobody ever questioned it. You know, he drowned. And I think what happened probably is he and Obama were having an affair and they were, you know, having some kind of relationship. And maybe the guy made the wrong comment. Maybe he said something to somebody. Maybe he tried to black belt Obama. I don't know. But they killed him, or he had him killed. Okay. And he drowned. So then he gets another chef. Okay. Another black chef. Okay. And so I guess this something similar happened there too, and he drowned. And what are the odds that both of your chefs, both black, both young men, would drown? I mean, really? I'm just saying. But nobody questions it. Nobody says, oh, that's kind of funny. That's weird. You know, if a man gets married and his first wife is, you know, dies and slip and fall into the bathroom and breaks her neck, and then, you know, he gets married again, the next wife comes along and she slips and falls and breaks her neck in a bathtub, guaranteed the police are going to come after that guy and say, this is just too suspicious. All right? But with Obama, he gets away with everything because he is the chosen one. Now, Obama made ties with Harry because he knew in the tribulation time, when all the Christians had been removed, that it's going to be free reign. Now, I thought, well, maybe he's going to Harry. Maybe Harry's going to have to kill William and his children because, you know, if William were to be killed, then his children would be the apparent heir, okay? But I thought, well, no, it'd be so much simpler. Oh, and by the way, William's wife has cancer too. What are the odds? That's just insane that she has cancer and the king has cancer. So they're eliminating the heir because they want Harry on the throne. Okay, and I know this sounds really wild and far-fetched, but just stay with me. So when the rapture occurs, I'm thinking William is probably a believer. You know, I don't think Harry is, but I think William probably is. And his wife will be dead, so it won't really matter. But his children will go with him. And when the rapture occurs, William will go too. And so that'll leave the throne available for Harry to step in and take over, which I believe he will. And it'll save him from having to kill William and his children. But they'll be gone. So I think Harry will be the one. So I think this is the way things are going to unfold. Now, I think that it will be very soon. Because the King of England is not doing well. He'll have to abdicate the throne at some point to allow William to step in. And because eventually pancreatic cancer is very painful, and you'll be on a lot of pain meds, and you know, he'll be indisposed, and probably the last couple of months of his life, he you know, will be in a hospital bed, basically dying, which is sad. And I'm sorry for him. I'm sorry for his family. But this is all coming into play. Now, this is the interesting part here. Just recently, okay, Vladimir Putin, the Russian president, has discovered somewhere his archives have discovered, or his archivists have discovered, paintings of Jesus that is black. Now, stay with me here, and you probably know where I'm going with this, okay? A black Jesus. So he said Jesus is black. He proclaimed it. He said Jesus was black. Okay. Now, why is that so significant? You might say, well, that's not a big deal. Everybody knows Jesus was dark. He was Middle Eastern. No. Putin is saying that Jesus was black, not Middle Eastern, but black, as in black. Now, remember we said they've been promoting black, and who is black? Obama, whose dad was a Muslim and his mother was a Jew. Okay. So you see how all this is starting to fit in? This is kind of interesting. It's all fitting together. Everything's going together here. Now, when Obama comes on the scene and he says, okay, I'll be the one, well, eventually he's going to declare himself he's going to declare himself the Christ, the risen Christ, the return, the you know, we call him the Antichrist, but he's going to claim to be the Christ. And so when he does that, imagine this, my goodness, Vladimir Putin, the Russian, has said Obama is the Christ because he's black, because Christ was black. Now, I know this is a lot to take in, but just consider it, give it some thought, and see what you think.